Diving right back into it. Don't forget, you can go to YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, however you want to do it, and find our live stream. And you can be in communication with us as well, as most of you are. You got Dylan on there. Got Michael. You got a bunch of other people chatting on the live stream. Like, subscribe. And then it just pops up. So no text line, but we do have the live streaming text if you want to talk into there. A lot of comments on the Likens Library. Some people don't get the bit, obviously, but that's just because it's a library. Welcome into the first week of the NFL season. Chiefs Chargers in Sao Paulo on Friday, 7 o'clock, right here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for the Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Royals. Obviously, we'll get into some of that a little bit later as they play tonight. They had a really fortunate day yesterday. Texas, Cleveland, and Seattle all losing. Royals 2.5 out. They continue action tonight against those Angels. And then the Twins just go clean it up. Carter Jensen, the local kid on the squad now. Jack Caglione back from the rehab assignment on the squad now. We will see what happens the rest of the year, but the chase is on. 2.5 out, just got to keep winning and then compete with these Kansas City Chiefs who start on Friday. But again, it was this week of college football, the weekend of college football. A lot of people maybe new to the sport. Week one is always kind of the way it always goes. It's hyped up. It's all these teams, new start. This guy's here. This recruit's here. This transfer's here. NIL talk, Bill Belichick, all this sort of stuff. And then after the week's over, you're like, eh. You know, it's like, were those, you know, those rankings correct?
So I always tell people, like, sports is great, and then the games happen. And then it, like, takes everything that you talked about all offseason long that was going to be great and changes everything, because the Bill Belichick story, we heard all offseason long about everything but the football team. You have to wonder why we never heard much about that football team, and then you saw them, you know, in action last night. But expect the NFL to kind of be that way, too. I mean, it's going to be sloppy in the first week or so of the season. It has been since we've gone to the 17th game. It has been for a while since teams pretty much don't play anybody during the preseason. And that's what we saw in college football over the first, you know, week zero, if you will. And then week one is that you just have a lot of teams that haven't played together or at all in quite some time. And so it's sloppy at the beginning. It just happens that way.
And I thought it was kind of interesting too, watching the pregame of Carolina then and TCU last night, as it was, the Chapel Bill, all the funny sayings, and they were doing all the graphics on ESPN, 49 years as an assistant or an NFL coach in the NFL, 6 Super Bowl titles. Now he's in Chapel Hill with Carolina, and then the game happened.
Yeah.
Started off great.
Great first
and
drive.
And then just 7 points the rest of the game, got absolutely demolished by TCU. But I think one thing that I did notice that was really interesting at halftime was when Pat McAfee was talking to Nick Saban. He goes, the problem that we have with college football is two things. One, the ranking system before the season starts. Nobody knows anything. Like, obviously in the pros, you know, if like Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Jackson are all there, you're going to be like, Allen Jackson. You know that they're all going to be there. They're going to have probably a good chance unless an injury happens. But these teams should stay this way because they're professional athletes. The coaches are there. The talent's there. It's all developed. Whereas in college, they're basically ranking everybody off last year. Or they're basing them off hype. And we saw that with Texas, right? Mm-hmm. They go into the horseshoe and they get beat. I think Ohio State probably has the best defense in college football. They have the best defensive player in college football. They technically, I think, would say they have the best offensive player in college football. And the disappointing start for Arch Manning, and Texas was ranked number one. We've never really seen Arch as a starting quarterback go into Ohio State and try to be that guy. We found out very quickly that it wasn't the truth, and there'll be more time. Obviously he'll develop more, and I think there's still enough trust in that, but they said something about the rankings was like, maybe we should hold off for about 3 or 4 weeks and then get the rankings out, because Texas will play Ohio State last week and get absolutely but they got beat. This week they'll play
Houston or something,
Something like that, UTEP or something like that. And they're 36.5 point favorites. They'll win 42-3. And everybody like, that was the Texas team we were thinking about. First week's always kind of big with big matchups. Second week kind of falls off. The NFL kind of lives its up to its hype. Then by about week 4 or 5, you kind of understand like who might be this team, who is that squad that has a chance. But overall, a lot of unders hit like they always do in week one. A lot of overs will hit in it this coming week. But it was at least nice to kind of get what you mentioned earlier, the appetizer of football, which is the college football slate, because I think a lot of people were probably tuned in last night to the Monday night game against TCU in North Carolina.
Yeah, and a lot of people tuned out once that started the second half.
75-yard touchdown runs.
I mean, there's video of students leaving in the third quarter. I mean, if that isn't the biggest indictment of your program is your student section is clearing out before the game's even over, it's a bad look. It was a bad look. I think Bill Belichick is the biggest loser by far this weekend. And because I think for my money anyway, it continues to question whether or not how good a head coach he really was. I mean, you have to start looking at everything in kind of a silo when it comes to Bill Belichick. Great silo with Tom Brady, not so good without Tom Brady, and then an abysmal start to the, like, it couldn't have gone any worse for Bill Belichick than it went yesterday. And, you know, I was sitting there watching the game. I looked at my wife at one point. I said, have they even mentioned the head coach for TCU? And this was like, you know, with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. She goes, no, I don't think they've mentioned his name yet, right? Like, they didn't even talk about Spike Dykes going in there and dominating Bill Belichick, right? Like, they did not give that guy one bit of credit. The entire pregame and everything was focused around Bill Belichick. Hopefully, and as it should have been, but hopefully now ESPN has got it out of their system, because the University of North Carolina is no different than Sam Houston State at this point in time. They're no different than Vanderbilt or any kind of bottom feeder of Cincinnati or UCF or anything like that. That's what North Carolina is. Bill Belichick can't carry them. He can't continue to push that narrative anymore because we saw what has happened. Bill Belichick without Tom Brady is a total zero. Bill Belichick without Tom Brady and Lawrence Taylor is a negative number. That's how bad he is without those two players. And so to expect that this was going to go well, I think a lot of us were kind of like hoping maybe it would be interesting. But after that first week, I mean, there is nothing interesting about North Carolina. And so I'm not in on getting rid of the ranking system. I like that at the beginning of the year. Kind of gives you an idea of who you should maybe be potentially following. Also gives people an opportunity to have upsets, but also gives people the opportunity to play to their seed. I mean,
sure,
you go out there and take care of business and do your thing. So I don't want to, I'm not into getting, I'm fine with the college football playoff rankings not coming out till later in the year. I like the preseason rankings. They're fun to talk about.
There was a big winner in college football this week, and it was Lee Corso.
This is one of the easiest picks I've ever made. Texas is loaded. Texas is number one. They have a Manning at quarterback.
I'm sorry?
Poor Ohio State. They ain't got a chance. Give me my first love.
Oh, there it is. Here it comes.
So that is Lee Corso. Kind of tell Wyatt's is the last of the hurrah, but he goes 6-0 on all of his picks. And then Ohio State, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, they gifted him the original mascot.
That is awesome.
Of their mascot of the first time ever did a show. And like, here you go, man. Here's the Buckeye or whatever his name is. Bucky, whoever. I don't even know what his name is. But they gave him the mascot head that he put on the first time ever when he did a show. And then, of course, goes 6-0 on his way out. Says, peace, I'm done. Enjoy your life. I'm going to finish mine out. Just retired. Not doing anything again. But I thought that was great that he went 6-0 in his college football
picks. I did, too. It was fun, man. And, you know, it was just like, I think everybody was watching, too. They set a record. 5.1 million people watched the Lee Corso final show on ESPN, which was a record for college game day. Don't try to recreate that, though. I mean, I saw an article this morning. What is ESPN going to do now that Lee Corso? Some things just happen naturally, right? Like, you don't have to try to force something, or please don't let make Herbie's dog pick or something like that, that, you know, just is not going to go great to try to force something home at the end like they did with Lee Corso. He was unique. He was different. He was a big part of why college football became popular in this country. So honor him and do what you need to do. But please don't make a mockery of it and, you know, have Herb Street putting on a head or, you know, somebody of that nature.
Yeah,
we don't need to see anything like that. You can have your pick segment at the end. Maybe McAfee kicks for a winner or something like that and decides. But just don't try to force something that's going to be fake and phony when it comes to trying to replace Lee Corso. But I thought that was beautiful on Saturday with him. And I love that Fox went into the coverage as well and put it on their broadcast.
One word.
First name is Blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
There it is. Oatmeal raisin. We'll continue with some college football stuff. Real quick, though, you mentioned Sam Houston. Texas plays Sam Houston in 3 weeks. There are two games in between that. San Jose State and UTEP. Their next three games are a total joke. That is ridiculous.
And what's that going to tell you other than hopefully for their minds developing some confidence from Arch Manning? Because after that game, Arch Manning can't be feeling – he's not played good in college football yet.
Nope, not against real teams. I'll give you that. He played well against two games last year against non-real opponents.
But he threw for what, 900 yards and 7 touchdowns last year?
Yeah, exactly. One of them was against
– blowout fashion.
Ladies of Perpetual Sorrow, whoever. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, in 3 weeks – they go to in 4 weeks. They go to Florida, so they go in the swamp. That's going to be another big moment for him.
Peyton could never win there.
Yep.
I mean, the two biggest brands are Texas and Alabama in the SEC. You can argue all you want; they're the two biggest monetary brands in the league, and they both got beat on Saturday.
Be bad. Well, Texas didn't get beat bad.
No, but they didn't show up. Like it wasn't
show up. Yeah, no, you're right.
It wasn't a game.
Poor Ohio State has a really effing good defense.
Yeah,
dude.
They do. I think
but also, they only
true.
Scored 14 points, too. But it was just like, you saw Arch Manning. And I was joking with you on the first play. Well, Arch can't make all the throws.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was like a precursor to what was really going to be
it was the rest
happening.
Of the day.
It really was. He just was not impressive at all. And the kid from TCU was great last night.
And Ryan Day has his nipples pierced.
Yes. Awesome. One word on K-State, 1-1, barely getting by North Dakota this weekend.
Didn't make the 96.5 radar.
96.5 fan, home for K-State
I'm
Wildcats.
Just being honest, Dusty. Not on the radar.
I would say questions. I know after the first game of the year, a lot of people, when it was in Dublin and they lost to Iowa State, there was a lot of people on the text line when we used to have it before our boss took it away, saying that the offensive coordinator is in question. They're not calling the right plays. They're not doing what they need to do with Avery Johnson. Week two of college football, kind of the same. Like, here we are again. Kleinman, there's going to be questions. Manhattan's kind of roaring a little bit. But questions, you know, can you get that offense rolling? Can you get that team where it's supposed to be? 1-1.
Avery Johnson was supposed to be a Heisman candidate, right?
Sleeper. Yeah, not a front runner.
To be fair, he has played well.
Yeah, I thought he played well in the first game, offensively, where he's supposed to be there. And then the second game, he was good. But again, there's questions for that offense of what they're trying to accomplish with Kansas State over there in Manhattan. But again, got a whole season ahead of you. You're 1-1. You went 0-2, and you would have lost that game. Season is over.
Oh,
I mean, that's college football
in
a nutshell.
Yeah, losing to North Dakota. Not that that's a bad program to lose to, but you're Kansas State. You got to beat a team like North Dakota.
Sure.
One word on KU.
It's hard. I mean, how do we judge anything based on these first couple of weeks of the season, right? You beat Wagner. You beat, you know, North Dakota. You beat Central Methodist or whoever Missouri played, you know,
East Toenail State.
Yeah, like I don't know what to say about any of these early programs about what they are about because we just don't know. You know, we just don't know, and we don't know what kind of test. Which I don't think it's much of any. I don't think other than obviously K-State being tested by Iowa State, Missouri and Kansas haven't been tested yet. That's why this weekend's game. Who knows what you're going to do when it comes to a betting standpoint because both teams blew out their opponent by 60 points over the weekend.
Yeah, you got to think that the word to describe the Kansas Jayhawks is, you know, Mizzou, and the word to describe Mizzou is Kansas because this is what we love. This is what we want. This is what we want to watch. We want the nostalgia. We want Missouri versus Kansas.
Yeah.
We want Duke versus North Carolina. We want Tennessee, Florida. We want Alabama, Georgia. We want these games because whereas Mizzou might be better than KU or KU might be better than Mizzou, they're both going to fight like dogs in this game.
Oh,
and I promise you at 2:30 on Saturday, the hype will be there. It will be real in Columbia, and everybody's ready for this game. And I cannot wait to see Daniels versus Bo. We'll see what it is.
That's where we got, you know, out of whack. You know, in college sports, we got rid of the rivalries
play
that mattered.
The hits.
And this is what people want. We play this year and next year, and there's like a 10-year gap, I guess, till the new Arrowhead gets built or something, and then we can have it yearly, you know, here in Kansas City, maybe. But these are the games that people want. You don't want to see your team play Wagner or Central Methodist or any of these schools. You want the rivalry games. And we finally have this rivalry game back.
Real quick, one word on MU. You guys kind of talked about it.
Yeah, rivalry game.
Yep.
He mentioned it. Yeah, just we'll wait and see what happens on Saturday. I don't know who should be the favorite in this one other than I think Mizzou should because SEC, I guess. I don't know. But
I'd
who's
assume.
Got the better quarterback going into this game?
Yeah, again, Mizzou's one word. Kansas. Kansas, yep, one word. Yep. Mizzou. Border war, border attack, whatever you want to call
audio,
it.
Fire the audio, Mac. Get people fired up this morning. Let's go.
It started with bloodshed.
Kill all the men, rape all the women, burn the damn town down.
Actual bloodshed.
I don't like the University of Missouri.
I tell you, Kansas State's a rivalry. Missouri's a war.
I don't like their players. I don't like their love.
Not your rival. It's a war.
I don't like a damn thing about it.
We're playing Missouri, so that means an awful lot to our fan base, and it means an awful lot to our guys.
There are only 49 stars on that flag.
I'll be deep in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri.
See, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. We have had that taken away from us for so long because of greed, and now we get it back. May the best team win.
And if you want to get in your feels about that game, you can check out Carrington's new documentary he's got working out, Armageddon at Arrowhead, which was the battle of KU versus Mizzou in those great 2 years, which I did hear a rumor that Pinkle might have a photo in his office at his house of Todd Reesing pulling the chunks of grass out of his helmet.
Nice.
That is great. Mizzou opens up as 6.5-point favorites, over under 15.5 for that contest Saturday at 2:30. One word real quick, two more. One word, Royals weekend.
I'd like to see you do more. Tolbert, I think, is the word I'll use for the weekend, because if he's not in there, they probably sweep.
That's
he
weird.
Stinks. That guy in center field was a butcher. So Tolbert is what I'll use.
Me and my brother had an argument about it. I'm glad you're on that side, because I was too.
How could you not be?
Oh, he was making
He's a dang butcher out there.
Could have had Isbell in center, Cags in. Oh wait, Cags is back. Here we are, September 2nd. The roster's expanded.
He's kind of butchered it out there in right too, though.
Yeah, but if you were to put a blindfold on and say you want Cags or Tolbert, I think the unanimous decision would be Jack Cags.
I don't understand why we're at the crunch time of the season and Kyle Isbell is not playing every day. Analytics.
And Yastrzemski needs to be playing every day.
Absolutely.
Yep, both those guys.
Yeah, I would say the one word was saved for the Royals, because yesterday Texas, Seattle, and Cleveland all lose. You went from, 3.5 out to 2.5 in a matter of, 24 hours, because everybody above you doesn't want it either. Somebody go take it. That's all I have to say. Somebody go take that spot. Seattle clearly doesn't want it. The Royals don't want it. Mm-hmm. Cleveland doesn't want it. Texas doesn't want it. Or they want it for a series and they don't. It's like
25 games left. Somebody go grab it, man.
Buckle up. 12 more games left at the K as well.
And one word. It's Chiefs week, baby. One word. Chiefs Chargers.
Let's
this Friday.
Go.
Let's go. Come on.
Let's go. One word. Let's go.
Come on.
Yeah. Amped, man. This is where it's at. We survived the offseason. We did all of our food takes where everybody goes, football week's back. Now we don't have to hear about cheese and pepperoni.
No. We'll still be doing that.
Yeah.
Everybody eats during games.
Yeah, that could still happen. But I mean, I'm just amped, excited, horny, everything you could think of when it comes to this game. And here we are. And the best part about it is, it's Friday at 7.
Yes.
I mean, I can't think of a better time period than an NFL game with your team playing than Friday at 7, because then Saturday, Mizzou, KU at 2:30, and then Sunday, the entire NFL slate.
I know that I'm hard.
You'd have no idea. Dude, yes. I woke up this morning just pissed excellence, knowing, I mean, it was red, not blood. It was Chiefs Kingdom red urine, ready to flow in this city, because I'm so excited for football to be back. It is just absolutely great.